This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to visit the demilitarized zone that divides the Korean Peninsula during the final stop of her four-day trip to Asia. The Vice President's visit to the DMZ on Thursday comes amid tensions over North Korea's latest missile test. Harris's trip was anchored by her attendance at the state funeral of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, but security concerns in Asia have dominated discussions. She denounced North Korea's illicit weapons program and accused China of trying to intimidate its neighbors. Before visiting the DMZ, Harris will meet with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol and hold an event focused on gender equity. The UN Human Rights Office is calling for the release of Russians arrested for protesting President Vladimir Putin's draft to build up Russia's fighting capacity in Ukraine. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Nearly 2,400 demonstrators reportedly have been arrested in various locations across Russia following President Vladimir Putin's declaration last Wednesday of a partial mobilization of troops to join the invasion of Ukraine. His call-up of 300,000 reservists has triggered mass anti-war protests. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says clashes have erupted between demonstrators and police in some instances, but most protests have been peaceful.
We stress that arresting people solely for exercising their rights of peaceful assembly and freedom of expression constitutes an arbitrary deprivation of liberty.
She says it is unclear how many people remain in detention. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Mexico has become the deadliest place in the world for environmental and land defense activists, according to a global survey released Wednesday. This is VOA News.